say to me now? Say what you wanna say to me now. I wanna wake up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tati. How are you? It's so great to see you. Like, hello. Give me one quick second. I'm so proud of you, by the way. Like, I'm super, super proud of you.
It's so crazy. I don't feel like I have nothing going on right now.
You, girl, you, when have you not had anything going on?
Right.
I'm like, you always be on it, Tati. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, just a little bit.
It's only a few of us that be like consistently and constantly on the grind. And even though people in the, I guess, in the world, in the universe, of course, social media may not know what's going on, but we know we still are, you know, working on it and doing other things. So,
yeah, I think it's crazy because social media determines what you're actually doing versus, you know, what you're doing behind the scenes. But if it's not posted, you know, it never happened. In between that little.
Hilarious. Okay. Well, I am just going to tear into it. Let me get my whole life together. Okay. So, obviously, Jane Doe, I know who you are. Obviously, the people in the world, some people know who you are, some people don't. I think everyone should know who you are. So, tell them a little bit about yourself. Tell them about Dear Stylist. Hopefully, we'll have enough time to tell them a little bit about how we came in touch and in contact, but just tell them a little bit about who you are and where you're from and the things you're doing.
All right, guys. So my name is actually Tatiana, but I've been going by Jane Doe for the past 18 years. I've been a wardrobe stylist for 15 years. August 18th made 15 years since I entered wardrobe styling. Thank you. I spent so many years in the industry, whether it be wardrobe styling, editorial styling, celebrity, red carpet, billboard. I've done every type of fashion styling there is, including food styling. I want to say 2016, I found a really huge love for educated fashion stylists. And I went through a lot of stuff that in hindsight seemed very unnecessary to me. And just to keep wardrobe stylists safe, keep them employed, and keep them knowledgeable, I came up with Dear Stylist, which is a development program that helps wardrobe stylists go from aspiring to full-blown fashion stylists with courses, tangible products, digital products, and one-on-one counseling. So that's how it all came about.
And obviously, like, being a wardrobe stylist yourself, like, starting into the industry, that there aren't, like, very many tools or resources to how to get your start and how to be, you know, creative in this industry, not only be creative, but be successful. And regarding like the business side of it. So what inspired you to create that for others?
I actually created it out of frustration. I was always angry about whether it be wardrobe budgets. I remember around 2019, 2020, there became this huge influx of people wanting to be fashion stylists due to social media and how glamorous it looks online. And I remember just everybody wanted to be a fashion stylist, and it started to interrupt the flow of the wardrobe stylists that had already been in the industry. People who normally wouldn't charge you to pull clothes, you had a rental system, they were now putting bigger budgets in place. So everything just started to change. Like the fact that wardrobe stylists felt like, oh, I can dress myself, so I can dress anybody. So there was a huge rise in stylist stealing from clients. And it became, stylist is one of the, in within the industry, people treat you low tier, and it's, you get no respect in the industry. And I always point back to the fact that there are literally hundreds of songs or phrases with people promoting that they don't have a wardrobe stylist. Not that they don't have a barber, not that they don't have a nail tech, no stylist. And that's like a full movement now. And I started to see that it was going to become how it is now during that time. And I was like, I have to get on top of this. I have to stop people from dealing with the things I had to deal with. And also when you're in the industry, just to kind of get on the darker side of things, there's a lot of stuff that's happening that you're not even hearing about in these courses that people are doing, or they give you the glamorous side. Like, hey, you pull clothes, you email this person. Nobody's telling you how to stay safe. Nobody's telling you what is real set protocol, what you should do and what you should not do in situations when you're with celebrities or when you're with anyone of high stature. So I just wanted to make sure anyone that came in the industry behind me, they knew the right way to go about it. Not saying my way is the complete right way, but I've been able to keep myself safe. I've been able to establish boundaries within the industry and still have my reputation and respect without tarnishing who I am as a brand. So yeah, that's how I was frustrated. I was like, y'all gotta get it together if I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's so interesting because, you know, I talk to people, obviously, and interview people quite frequently. And I always love the fact of, like, their challenges and, like, their overcoming story of how they got to where they're at. I love learning about it. And what I recognize is that a lot of it is just built out of their own frustration and their own challenges, and then taking those challenges and say, hey, like, this works for me. You know, I don't know if it'll work for you, but perhaps because it has been working so successfully for me that it might be able to do the same for you. So I love the fact that you're actually doing that. What would you say that you're known the most for in terms of the industry and as a stylist? Like, what's your signature mark on this fashion styling industry?
Quality.
Love it.
I am really big on quality. Any product I ever put out is of quality. It always gets better and better and better, but I don't just throw things out just to, you know, say, hey, I'm a stylist and I do this. I actually put a lot of love, and I have a very authentic brand. And I struggle with that sometimes because I'm like, how honest do I want to be with people? I never know. But I'm a naturally honest person, so I always want to get, like, right to the core and the meat of things. And that's not always as commercial as, yeah, you know, but it helps. So I think having quality and the brand authenticity that comes with your stylist is what sets me apart from many other style brands that exist today.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you, like, you do, you know, so to speak, like, keep it real and are really direct with, like, hey, these are real life cases, real life scenarios of things you might experience, and you've got to be able to cope and deal with these things. So I love the fact that you're really educating and giving that hands-on training for people to know, like, hey, this is what actually happens, not the glamorous pictures, not all of, you know, that, because we know that happens and that's the end result, yeah, but behind the scenes of how we get there and the process.
That's the part that matters, because stylists have terrible reputations, and I've been able to witness, like, a lot of style classes be born and, you know, different workshops and things of that nature, and they teach you basic curriculum. It's how to pull clothes, how to contact a designer, just the basic things that are now, it wasn't in the beginning of my career, but they're now Googleable. It's right. Now easy, yeah, to write somebody on Instagram and be like, hey, I love your brand, or hey, I'm willing to pay XYZ, and you get noticed that way. Whereas when I started, there was a pecking order. You had to email, you had to meet these people, you had to actually build relationships. And once you get on set, you don't have these courses to kind of navigate you and let you know what actually could go on. I've seen some of the worst things ever while on set and had to navigate through some really terrible things that I'd never hear anybody discuss. So why not be that person that say, hey, the money may be good, you may have notoriety, but you might come into situations where your integrity or your morality is called into question. What do you do then?
Right.
And that's what I think is going to continue to set me apart, because I'm not here for stylist money. Like, I've done this for free for a very long time, or I give more information than what I'm actually paid to give, but that's what I truly care.
Right.
I truly care about what's going on in this industry. I have a true love and passion for it. So, you know, that's what's going to keep us different all the way through.
Yeah, I love the fact that you spoke about not only, like, navigating the challenges and some of the experiences that people might face, but holding true to your integrity and who you are. I love the fact that you mentioned a lot of people don't really know, like, what's going on behind the scenes, or really prepared to discuss, like, hey, this is the real deal. This is what happens, you know, like,
in the entertainment industry, because that seems to be the goal for all stylists entering. I want a celebrity, I want to do this, I want to do that. And when you really get in the midst of these people and you realize who some of them are, or you realize who you have to be in order to stay in these situations if you want to have a long-term career. Sometimes you may be like, hey, is this really what I want to do? So I make sure I tell my stylist, yeah, I can tell you all day. Here, go to XYZ and go pull from here. Or go. It's all about once you get there.
Right.
You have the knowledge. Do you have the technique? If something breaks apart on set, are you prepared to fully sew this garment back up? Do you have the proper knowledge to do that? Do you have that expertise in order to be a good stylist and not just a stylist for the hell of it?
And one of the things that you mentioned that was the most important, like in terms of not the pecking order per se, but the fact that in the earlier days of just the fashion industry, there was a lot more of relationship building and a high emphasis and focus on relationships. How important would you say that that is to having a successful career, not only then, but now in the world?
Extremely important. The biggest marketing tool is word of mouth.
Absolutely.
And the industry quite small, so you can do all you can. You could be talented, you could have all the resources. If you don't know anyone, you don't go anywhere. You have to have a friend who knows a friend that could get you into these doors. And it's, you know, it's sad to say, but I've seen a lot of talented people get looked over because they didn't know anybody. And there's been times where I've been in the industry and I don't want to attend a party, or I don't want to be in the midst of what industry people do, and I get overlooked for something. But it just all comes with the territory. So I would say that's one of the top five things you need to have as a wardrobe stylist is connections and resources. And nobody can teach you that. That's something you have to learn and go at for yourself, because everyone isn't going to align with you.
Absolutely.
So,
and with networking being like such a valuable tool and just like that skill set of learning how to network, what are like maybe one or two or three tips or however many you want to give to how to start that process of networking and building those connections as a wardrobe stylist?
A good question. So first, just me speaking on experience, I am a very introverted person. So first, putting yourself out there to begin with, making sure you're in the position. Hey, if I want to be a fashion stylist, what do I need to be? I need to be at fashion shows. I need to be at these stores. I need to be in the midst of what I'm trying to do. Also, I need to not take things so personally. I have a really huge issue with that. Like, if it's something directly happening to me, I'm going to take it personally. The business flies out the window, and that's been a little bit of my downfall. So I would say, don't take things personally. Understand that everybody you come across, you're not going to align with, and that is okay. The bigger picture is, you know, later. So, one more thing I would say is be authentic. I always encourage people to be themselves, because you can tell a lie through pictures. You can tell a lie through body language. You can tell a lie through energy. So be yourself, be open to the process, and don't take things so personally.
Yeah, I love like all of those great tips. One, just first of all, like putting yourself in the place that you need to be, because I think, you know, location makes a very important part, even if it's, you know, locally, but, you know, going to the places where you're like, okay, well, if I want to be in the fashion industry, I should probably do things that are, I don't know, related to the fashion industry. Like that.
I don't know, baby.
Right. It should be common sense, but you know what they say, common sense isn't common for everyone. So, but yeah, definitely putting yourself in places to do things that are related to fashion so that you can be seen. I love the fact of, you know, not taking things so personally, because I mean, we're human. So I've experienced that myself, especially in my earlier, younger years. I was a little bad crazy about being hypersensitive about everything. So I was like, ooh. But then you know, as you grow and you get older, you learn that you can't do that. Just because it you know, kind of ruins relationships, and every little thing you're taking personally when it's not even really about you in the big grand scheme of things. So I love those great tips that you gave with regards to that. What continues to like inspire you to continue to be in the fashion styling industry and to give so much information and knowledge? Because I know you do that consistently all the time, because that's just a part of who you are. So what continues to inspire you to continue to do what you do?
I'm going to be completely honest and transparent in this moment. I had to take a year off. I took maybe like 10 to 11 months off because I was getting so discouraged. I was working for a huge music group And I had a client that I didn't see eye to eye with. I needed a break from industry work. And then I'm just, you know, forget it. I'm just going to be honest about it. There are two different fashion styling groups that I worked with in the past, or I knew in passing. And some of the things I've put out over the years, they've taken it verbatim, made businesses out of things that I've created, made brands, and not doing those things. And I get discouraged a lot because I'm like, I work so hard to make unique content that works specifically for my niche. So to see so many people like eating off of what I create, it discouraged me a lot. So I did have to take a break. But what got me back to this point where I'm motivated to actually be all or nothing with this brand was just feeling I had an emptiness on the inside when I took a break. I was just like, something is missing, something is off. And turns out it's, of course, my baby, Dear Stylist. So that motivated me to just come back stronger and better, but with stronger protocols implemented. That way, when these things do happen, I can take them personally less, and I can just continue to do what I need to do and keep my eyes on the prize in the process.
Yeah, I will say that even, and because sometimes we have to look at things like half glass full rather than empty. And I'll give you an example. When I was starting out my agency and my company and all of that in the very beginning, I was scouting people, and the very same people that I was scouting would turn me down and tell me no. And then shortly thereafter, I would see them with someone's like pretty large, hefty, you know, notable agency. And I was getting so bummed out. And one of my close friends, who's like a little sister to me, Ashley, I spoke to her about it. And she's like, but Ezra, you still have to look at it in terms of you still have an eye. Because if yeah. those people are getting assigned to large agencies, and at the time, I had never really looked at it that way. And I was like, yeah. you're right, Ashley. Like, because if I'm able to scout these people and these large agencies are picking them up and picking them out, that says something about my eye, my talent, and the gift. And so to you, even though people may, you know, be like knocking off your work, so to speak, or biting off your work, or, you know, kind of taking your work verbatim and using your work, that speaks to the level of value that you as an individual have in your business and what you've been able to create. So much so that someone else feels the need to do that because they obviously can't do it for themselves. So that definitely just speaks more to your value and how much value you actually do provide. So, you know, anytime you need a pick me up, you know, give me a call. I'll give you a pick me up.
I'm going to talk your ear off after this because I want to tell you specifically what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'll be honest. That's a part of who I am as a person. I get discouraged sometimes, especially when you're running a business of my size. I've been able to staff 140 stylists all over the world. I've been able to provide products to people that they actually use. And I get discouraged when I work so hard and then somebody could just, with a bigger following, pick up what I have. Reduplicate it, not as well as me, but do it and then taunt me through the process. Like, I never have learned yet how to navigate dealing with that other than to just shut down, come back harder for the next time. So what I've been doing this time is putting more trademarks and copyrights and things in place, because I even have somebody that took my hashtag. So it's
shut the front door. I did not know that.
The front. It's so many different companies. So a few people could expect to see some cease and desist in 2023, but it gets discouraging. I'm not even going to lie. You know, just trying to navigate in an industry that's already, I try not to take it so spiritual, but it's already it's spiritual warfare already to be in the industry that we're in. Right. So to have that, have personal life, and then you have the pandemic, the access to quality items became more expensive, or, you know, getting things from overseas, like they're longer, you know, just so many times you have to pivot. I was just like, you know, when I was working for this music company, I said, I just need a break. And everybody is going to have to understand. I would love to be more consistent on the Dear Stylist page, and that's coming. I just cannot take for somebody else to just snatch up something before I'm completely done with it. So Don't take stuff personally, guys. Push through.
Speaking of like taking things person, because obviously like you pour a lot of who you are into your work. What is like your main goal for Dear Stylist and the message that you want others to gain from the work that you do and the reason, why behind, why you do what you do?
My sole goal is to groom the next generation of fashion stylists. Keep them safe. Keep them knowledgeable. Make sure they're technical. Make sure they're working. Make sure they're not settling for less than they deserve. Working 50-hour projects for $200, making sure they're contracted, sure they are building businesses and legacies and not just wasting their time because they feel like freelance work is not gonna, generate that income. Showing them that this one small thing, like, oh yeah, this could be just a hobby or it's just fashion styling. It could be literally so much bigger than that if you really put your mind to it. So really just changing the stigma and the narrative of fashion stylists, educating them and making sure they're all right.
Yeah, I love the fact that you drill down and specialize on a lot of the development processes of fashion styling and just the fashion industry in general, and the fact that you are so open and willing to give, the knowledge to those who are willing to accept it. I love the fact that that's what you do. And I think that's one of the things that we share in common, because obviously like I'm working more on the model side of things, but it's relatively doing the same thing in terms of development. And dropping that free knowledge that people don't know, because when we were growing up, man, it was, man, like it was.
I couldn't find books for fashion styling to save my life. I remember the first book I got. It took me, I want to say, maybe 3 to 4 years to find a fashion styling book. And it didn't appeal to my specific industry. There
Right.
were others that I could maybe use, but the fashion styling industry is huge when it comes to gatekeeping. We'll give you some oversaturated designer that we've worked with before, but then we have some people we like, I'm going to keep that in a cut for myself. Or, it's just a really, if I'm gonna be honest, it's a shady industry. And you have to be on point if you want to survive. And that's why I've been able to be a stylist for 15 years and not having people tarnishing my name or calling me a scammer, or I'm not stealing from my clients, I'm not stealing from designers. It's just open, honest, and having integrity and being able to navigate. But now, instead of me looking for the books and things like that, I create them. I've been able to write 7 books that cater to helping fashion stylists, and I have stylists that are literally doing red carpets now, that are working with celebrities, that are doing all of these things. And I could do better at posting those, success stories on my page, but it's not about me. If the integral goal is to make sure these people have what they need to succeed, that's not nothing I'm here to brag about. It's a true passion of mine. So,
Hey, yeah, I love
you know,
that. Well,
it's
that's why
crazy.
I picked you. Well, one, because we're friends, but that's why I picked you up, is because I want people to know what it is that you're doing. I'm personally, as an individual, super proud of you and what you're doing in the industry. So I definitely, I mean, you know how we roll. We support each other in any way that we can. So I definitely wanted more people to know about Dear Stylist and what it is that you're doing. The fact that you do have so many different stylists that you help located in different areas that you can call and say, "Hey, yeah, you need a stylist? I got one for you." I love
We
that.
have experienced a lot of stylist careers, and even a lot of style educators come and borrow some things from me, and that just continues to grow. And I've even had other companies take the business model for their stylists and change the niche market and develop brands and such just from this one company. So I definitely see how impactful it is. I think I just have to get to the point where I'm not as hard on myself about it because I want to see different results that are more mutually beneficial, opposed to me just being the ATM of the fashion industry, if that makes sense.
I hear you there. You are preaching to the choir. What are some of your we kind of went over it already, but what are some of your, I guess, specific recommendations for anyone that is wanting to start into the fashion styling industry and they have like absolutely zero experience and they don't know what to do, where to start? What are some tips and recommendations that you would have and give to them?
So my first tip is to follow Dear Stylist on Instagram. That's your
Absolutely,
very
of
first.
course.
One thing I do when I'm super excited that I actually roll my content out this way is I start from the very, very, very beginning. So if you go to the very beginning of the Dear Stylist page, the first question or the first thing I'm gonna ask you is, why do you want to even be in this industry? And I have the carousel post, and I also have downloadable freebies on the site where you can just say, okay, hey, these are the questions I need to ask myself before even entering this industry. And my very next question on the page is, what type of fashion stylist would you like to be? It's also in the Dear Stylist book. The ebook will be up when this interview posts, so you guys can go and check it out there. But it tells us the core of it first, the mental part of becoming a fashion stylist. Once you figure out, okay, hey, my name is Ashley and I want to be an editorial stylist, then you know how to begin that path and figure out what your end goal is going to be. I want to be an editorial stylist and I want to work for ID Magazine. Then, once you have that specific goal, we work towards, I have resources for that. Hey, this is where you pull editorial clothes from. This is the budget. So, all of my tips are to follow Dear Stylist, check out the Dear Stylist website, and also write us in the DM. I answer too many questions that I shouldn't be charging the consultation fee for,
Right.
but the me and me always just want to just give it away. So yeah, just hit us up in the DM and I'll be able to send you to the right place specifically. We do not gatekeep at your stylist.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're so open and responsive to answering a lot of the questions. I'm not gonna lie, you're a lot better at it than I am because some of the questions I just cannot entertain because it's like a clear indicator that people don't really want to do what they say they want to do. Because, to your point, nowadays, a lot of this information you can Google research. And so when I speak about certain things like maybe digitals and people go, what's that? Well, that's like the basis of you wanting to get into the modeling industry. So if you don't know that, we got big problems.
And you know what? I think once I am getting better with it now. I had a couple of tests for Dear Stylist. I run these contests yearly where I give away a bunch of product and consultation hours and things like that. And I remember right in the midst of me really being stiff about my boundaries, I had this really good stylist. She hasn't been a stylist yet, but she really wants to get into the field. And she wants to talk to me very, very, very badly. She was one of the winners of a contest. I sent her a busload of stuff. She missed the Zoom call when it was time for a consultation. She wanted me to open the door to do it again, and I just was not willing to budge. Like, I wished her the very best and I wanted the best for her, but I also had to want better for myself. So I said, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to to accommodate another consultation for you. I wish you well. I wish you the best. And she's doing phenomenal. She didn't need me. She didn't have to put in that work, but I had to, at the expense of disappointing a few people, push some boundaries in order for me to not be as a, I don't want to be like a victim or anything, but just being able to shut that door of, hey, I'm going to give you all that you need, but it has to be a mutually beneficial respect for each other. And if it's not, then oh well, at this point, y'all gonna have to live with it.
Right. I love the fact that, one of the things you spoke about earlier is just, again, not taking everything personal and the fact that, like people who are for you are for you and some people won't be, and that's entirely okay too. Like you're gonna be all right. So I love that. Well, thank you so much, Tati. Well, I call her because I know her, Tati. Y'all can't fucking call her that. But thank you so much for taking time out of your day to let us know more about Dear Stylist. Tell the people again, the people in the back, where they can go find out more about Dear Stylist and learn more about Jane Doe and who you are.
Absolutely. So you can find us at dearstylist.com. That's DEARSTYLISTS. We're on Instagram. We're also on YouTube. So be looking out for some new, more in-depth videos and content. We're on TikTok. All handles Dear Stylist. That is all us. Check us out there. Actually, I didn't mention this, but I currently live in Thailand. So I will be rolling out way more digital products and having more opportunities to engage with me in the near future. Actually, when this episode airs. So You guys stay tuned for that. And if you need anything, I am at Dear Stylist on all social media platforms.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for your time.
Thank you so much. So thank you for having me. I love being able to, you just motivated me to just like, okay, what do I need to do? Like, put me back in the game, coach. So I'm excited that you thought highly enough of me to have me on your platform and talk to me about what I have going on. I really appreciate it.
Of course, you know, I keeps the people close to my heart, you know, like, you know how we do, we plug people, so it's just, that's just how we are.
An amazing worker, an amazing friend, you don't get the credit that you deserve, and I really hope that this year is the year that you really get to shine and do your big one, because you deserve it.
The Estate Magazine, for Black models and Black creators. Thanks for watching Estate TV. Find us on the web at thefstatemag.com.